Track 14.
It's not only sunshine and fun. After World War II, not only the number of cars, houses and consumer goods exploded in size, but also international tourism grew significantly. Now, mass tourism has reached every remote part of the world, bringing money, jobs, hotels and airports. With cheap hotels and flights at hand, millions of travellers cover long distances in each and every direction in order to find new attractions. In many countries and regions, tourism is the main source of employment and income today, with worldwide revenues from tourism amounting to about $2 trillion per year. One effect of the increase in mass tourism is massive air pollution. A study says that one transatlantic return flight alone produces about half the CO2 emissions that an average person usually produces in one year. Flights to popular tourist destinations have become so cheap that millions of tourists from Britain or Germany just hop onto a plane to the south of Spain or Mallorca every summer, or book long-distance flights to Thailand or the Caribbean. The CO2 emissions from holiday air travel contribute to global warming, which, among other effects, causes a rise in sea levels. And ironically, this rise puts all the coastal areas worldwide at risk, including popular coastal tourist resorts. This is just one example of how mass tourism leads us in the wrong direction. So what can we do? Well, the first step is to think before planning your holiday, and to care what effect it might have. Do not only look for a maximum of pleasure and a minimum of costs. The real cost of your holiday is much higher than you think if you consider the effect of your journey on the local people and the environment. Do local people really profit from my stay? Or am I supporting international investors? Will I really get to know local people and their culture? Or will I live in a tourist ghetto? Am I helping to harm the environment? Or am I treating it with respect? Of course, holidays can mean sunshine and fun, but planning your holiday more thoughtfully could mean that you care.